USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump arrived in Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to rally U.S. troops involved in the nearly 20-year-old war. Trump secretly left Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida Wednesday night and set out across the globe to offer holiday greetings to service members stationed overseas.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience. And we had a good time.
Now, this marks the second time that the president has visited a combat zone, the first being last year at Christmas in Iraq. Despite the very windy conditions in New York City, many folks enjoyed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wonderful. It's been beautiful. It's the best day of the year.
We've got
gorgeous.
We've got Santa Claus in town.
With the windy conditions, the giant character balloons just flew a little bit lower to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
The anticipation of the IG report being released continued to build, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The report's not scheduled for public release till December 9th, but the Justice Department Inspector General reportedly found no evidence that the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016. The New York Times is reporting that Inspector General Michael Horowitz undercut a number of President Trump's and conservatives' claims that the FBI acted improperly in the Russia investigation, though Horowitz also concluded that the Bureau was careless and unprofessional in pursuing a wiretap for Trump campaign official Carter Page.
And Twitter is backing down from its plan to purge all inactive accounts after complaints that it would eliminate tweets of dead people. The company announced earlier this week that they would deactivate all accounts that had not been signed into in the past 6 months on December 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Over Thanksgiving and in between mouthfuls of turkey and sweet potato pie, many of us will be asking ourselves, what are we grateful for? Robert Jeffress, senior pastor at First Baptist Dallas, has a Thanksgiving Day message.
Thanksgiving doesn't have to be reserved for a one-day-a-year celebration in which we gorge ourselves on turkey and football. It ought to be a way of life. And, you know, there are all kinds of studies that show that people who express gratitude regularly have a 35% decrease in depressive symptoms. They even tend to exercise more than 40 minutes more a week than others, which is important, especially after today.
Jeffress, speaking on Fox News, and he's also a Fox News contributor, continues.
Make gratitude a regular part of your life. There are three things that you can do. First of all, before you drift off to sleep at night, just meditate on two positive things that God did for you during the day. Imogen McCullough did a great study that showed people who focus on positive things rather than negative before they drift off to sleep have a better quality of life. Secondly, send a note or a text every day to somebody who's done something good for you. And finally, I would say today, after the food and the relatives are gone, just sit down by yourself. Set a timer for 10 minutes and make a list of everything you have in your life to be grateful for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.